Tucson is on track to have one of the wettest Julys on record. Official rain gauges at Tucson International Airport have already recorded more than 4 inches this month. But what about up on Mount Lemmon and in the Chiricahuas?
We're either at normal conditions for this time of the year, or even slightly wetter than normal in some places. But when you do the averaging across the stations, across all of southeast Arizona, it is pretty much dead on average.
Christy Lund is the wildfire management officer for the Coronado National Forest. She says the recent rains have had a big impact on southern Arizona's forests. There are some spots that are drier than others. Lund says some weather stations, particularly at higher elevations, have gotten as much as 6 inches of rain. In the lower elevations, such as the grassland country of southeastern Arizona, rainfall levels are at a half an inch.
And that's not much. Primarily down in the areas around Empire Ranch, Sonoyta area. We normally get very heavy rains there on the south side of the Rincons. They're at Davidson Canyon, Sanaga Creek. That's been a little bit drier for some reason. And also over in the Mount Graham vicinity, as far as being on the forest, that's been the driest area. But even they've had a couple of inches over there.
Conditions are similar in northern Arizona.
To say that we're not going to get fires would be inaccurate.
Russell Kopp manages wildfire for the Coconino National Forest, where he's been busy with several small lightning-caused blazes. He says they're staying small because the fuel they're burning through is fairly moist. A lot of the Coconino has received more than 3 inches of rain this month. That keeps them from spreading and makes them much easier to contain.
What we refer to as the resistance to control is very low. The fires that we do get, we're able to get to them very quickly, and it doesn't take near the effort or the resources to suppress them as it would have early in June.
Kopp says they have a number of ways to measure moisture levels in the forest. It's not just as simple as looking at rain gauges or even walking around the woods to see if everything's wet. Forest wildfire managers break fuels in the forest down into categories: 1 hour fuels, 10 hour fuels, 100 and 1,000 hour fuels. Think of it this way.
1,000 hour fuels is a stick greater than 3 inches. To put it in perspective, a 1 hour fuel is a pine needle or a blade of grass.
Okay, so it basically relates to the mass of the fuel.
Right. And how much moisture that fuel is capable of holding.
Arizona's wildfire season has, so far, been a lot less severe than last year when the Wallow, Horseshoe 2, and Monument fires burned hundreds of thousands of acres. But if you ask Christy Lund with the Coronado National Forest if she thinks Arizona has dodged a bullet this year for major wildfire, you get a long silence on the line.
You know, in prior years, I would have said, yeah, no problem. In the last several years, it's become real evident to us that we're fundamentally going to a year-round fire season, much the same as what California's had for years. And with the light, flashy fuels that we've got here throughout the state and more people going out, you know, into the desert and urban interface increasing, et cetera, I just don't focus that much anymore on what was our traditional kind of April through July fire season. I'm looking more at year-round seasonality and saying right now we're at very low risk for large wildfires to occur. Give it a month of drying, give it a weaker monsoon, give us our usual fall drying trend that we tend to have in September, October post-monsoon, we could have a large fire at almost any time. So to say that we've kind of dodged the bullet, I'm frankly not willing to go there.
Both Christy Lund and Russell Kopp say the days of a defined fire season are changing, especially with invasive species like buffalo grass, which is known for rapid growth. Lund says she worries in particular about a major fire happening in what's now known as the off-season for fire crews. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.